What happens when you flush an airplane toilet? If you've ever flown on a plane, you may have thought about what happens to waste after someone uses the restroom. After all, there isn't any plumbing up at 30,000 feet. But now it's time to solve the mystery of airplane toilets. We have Mark Watson, an aviation expert here in our studio, to answer our questions. So, Mr. Watson, I've heard some people imagine that contents of their airplane toilet dropping out of the bottom of the plane like surprise crop dusting. But it sounds rather far-fetched. Do planes actually dump waste into the air? Not anymore, but strange as it may sound, this actually used to happen. The very earliest airplane toilets were primitive and direct. Think bucket or bottle. But in those days, passengers simply hurled the contents out the plane window onto the unsuspecting world below. Given how elegant early flying appears in old photographs, it may seem a little out of place that the toilet systems would be so inadequate. But once commercial flying became popular and pressurized cabins were introduced, toilet systems saw an upgrade as well. How did it happen? First, airlines introduced a toilet that used Anotech, blue deodorizing gel that flushed away waste and combated bad smell. It wasn't without its problems, though. Airlines had to store several liters of the stuff, which was very heavy and resulted in having to limit passenger space on planes. In addition, the storage tanks were directly below the toilets, so the smell would sometimes drift up into the cabin, not something you'd want to experience before tucking into your in-flight meal. I see. It means that there was still a lot of room for improvement. Certainly, and in addition, those early toilets weren't foolproof. Toilet waste sometimes leaked to the outside of the aircraft, where it froze. As the plane descended, it would drop icy lumps of blue gel mixed with feces, which sometimes plummeted to Earth at great speed, reportedly damaging cars and houses below. And how do toilets function now? Where do airplanes dump their waste? In 1975, James Kemper designed a modern airplane toilet, which featured a non-stick bowl, a small amount of disinfecting liquid, and powerful vacuum suction. Now, when you flush an airplane toilet, a trap door in the base opens, liquid is released, and everything is sucked out faster than a Formula One race car. Waste whizzes through the plumbing to the rear of the plane, where it's stored in sealed tanks, well away from passengers until the plane touches down. On a long-haul intercontinental flight, travelers might flush the toilets around 1,000 times, creating roughly 800 litres of sewage. That's a lot of waste. When an aircraft lands, a honey truck siphons out the waste and disposes of it into the airport's underground sewage system. I'm just wondering whether planes might accidentally empty the tanks in flight, delivering a nasty shock to anyone below. Don't worry, it won't happen. The door has external clips to prevent such unexpected accidents from occurring. And you know, I've also heard stories about toilet vacuums sucking out your insides. I suppose it's just an urban myth, but can these toilets be hazardous to health? Well, that's not likely either. At least, there are no recorded incidents to date. In short, using the facilities is definitely not one of the things you should never do on an airplane.